AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hi, welcome to AutoLine Daily for Thursday, September 18th. I'm Drew Winter from Ward's Auto, filling in for John. In today's show, Tesla takes a retail win, Tier 1s consolidate, and let's make more mid-sized trucks. So let's start today's news in the supplier community, where there's a big new player in town. Well, sort of. German giant ZF, best known for producing mechanical components such as transmissions, is buying safety systems supplier TRW Automotive, which makes everything from seatbelts and airbags to electronics for autonomous vehicles, for $12.4 billion. That will make it the world's second largest automotive supplier, just behind its German counterpart, Robert Bosch. The combined company will have $41 billion in sales with 138,000 employees. Now, moving to the manufacturers, specifically one who sells its cars directly to consumers, or at least wants to, Tesla continued its state-by-state marketing move by winning its Massachusetts court case this week, allowing it to sell cars there, at least for now. At the same time, the luxury electric car maker has appealed a regulatory ruling just down the coast in New Jersey, which has blocked the company from selling in the state. Meanwhile, over in the mid-sized truck segment, Toyota is adding a third shift to its Baja, Mexico facility as the company increases output of the Tacoma. Now, to be sure, some of that production will come from moving Tacoma from Toyota's truck plant in Texas, thanks to an increased demand for the light-duty Tundra. But with a new Tacoma coming soon, we'll see if it stays in Mexico or moves back across the border. And yet another facility getting a third shift is GM's Wentzville, Missouri plant just outside of Kansas City. That's where the Chevy Colorado and GMC Canyon are built. And thanks to very strong dealer interest in the new mid-sized trucks, which are just hitting showrooms now, the company is adding another 750 employees to deal with anticipated consumer demand. And by the way, if you want to see both trucks up close and personal, so to speak, join the After Hours team next Thursday, September 25th, live in San Diego, California, from the site of the Chevrolet Colorado GMC Canyon Media Drive. John will give you his impressions of the trucks and also be talking with the executives and engineers behind both vehicles. That's next Thursday on After Hours. But let's not forget tonight's After Hours, when our guest, the former head of the Center for Automotive Research, Dave Cole, will dive into the history of Chevy's legendary small block V8. John will be back along with Todd Lassa from Automobile Magazine and yours truly for what should be a great show. Hope to see you then. And before we go to the break, for all you Volvo lovers out there who might want to know what's been going on with the company these past few years, you may want to check out our website where my colleague Byron Pope has a great article about the new Volvo and how Chinese ownership has affected it. That's over at wardsauto.com, or click the link in today's transcript. Coming up next, a look at which automakers spend the most on R&D for every car they sell.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Last month, AutoLine showed you which automakers spend the most on research and development and which ones spend the most on R&D as a percent of total revenue. But now let's look at how many R&D dollars car makers spend for every car they sell. Here's Seamus McElroy with the report.
The German luxury makers obviously don't sell as many vehicles as the mass market brands, but they don't skimp when it comes to R&D. That's why it's not surprising to see Daimler and BMW in the top two spots. Daimler is number one, spending over $3,100 on R&D for every car it sold. BMW is next, falling just short of $3,100. That's more than twice than Honda, which comes in at number three. Volkswagen is next, coming in at about $1,450 R&D dollars for every car it sells. Next up is two of the Detroit automakers, Fiat Chrysler and Ford. Toyota follows them, spending nearly $1,000 per car on R&D. Renault Nissan and Peugeot Citroën follow Toyota. But look at this. General Motors is in dead last, only spending $740 per car on R&D. That's half of what Volkswagen and Honda spend. We think this is a very telling comparison and helps you become better informed about what's going on in the global automotive industry. But now back to Drew.
Great stuff. Thanks for that report, Seamus. But that wraps up today's show. Once again, I'm Drew Winter from Ward's Auto. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you tonight on After Hours.